From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The group calling itself the Islamic State claims a U.S. hostage it was holding has been killed in a Jordanian airstrike, though Jordan's government says it is skeptical of the claim. Images released by the group show rubble from the attack and claims that the female hostage, Kayla Jean Mueller, is among the dead. Mueller's family has acknowledged she was being held, and NPR's Martin Costi has more.
She's a 26-year-old American. She's a humanitarian worker. She was working in Syria, in Aleppo, when she was captured in 2013, and she's been held ever since by ISIS or ISIL. Other people who were captured with her at the time were all eventually released. She was the last one being held.
White House also says it has no evidence to back up the ISIS claims about her death. The National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan says administration officials are, quote, deeply concerned. Heading into tax season, TurboTax software has run into some major problems. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the company says it stopped processing state tax returns due to potential fraud concerns.
The tax software firm says it noticed suspicious patterns of behavior in some state tax returns and halted processing online returns on Thursday. It said scam artists were using personal information stolen from outside databases to file fraudulent returns. The state of Minnesota said it will stop processing tax returns filed using TurboTax, and several other states have reported seeing fraudulent returns as well. TurboTax parent company Intuit said it is working with state governments to resolve the problems. It said customers who have already filed will have their returns transmitted as soon as possible. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Pretty upbeat jobs report for January. The Labor Department announced today the economy added 257,000 non-farm payroll jobs last month. Mark Zandi is an economist at Moody's Analytics.
It was a good report on the job market for January. It feels like the job market is back in high gear. We've created more than 300,000 jobs on average per month over the past 3 months. That's about as good as it gets.
The government says in November the economy added 414,000 jobs. That was the most in 17 years. Job gains were also revised upwards for December. The unemployment rate measured via a separate survey rose a tenth of a percent. However, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Analysts say it shows more people were out looking for work. Credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's has cut its debt rating for Greece. The company announced today amid concerns over the country's cash position. It's lowering Greece's long-term debt rating by a notch to B-. In a statement, S&P said the downgrade, quote, reflects our view the liquidity constraints weighing on Greece's banks and its economy have narrowed the time frame during which the new government can reach an agreement on a financing program with its creditors. Stocks gave up some of their gains on the final trading day of the week. Still, the Dow was up for the week. Dow dropped 60 points today, but closed up nearly 4% for the week. You're listening to NPR. Canada's highest court says it's unanimously struck down a ban on doctor-assisted suicide for mentally competent patients seeking an end to intolerable pain and suffering. The illness need not be terminal. Country's highest court, in essence, doing away with the existing law and giving Canada's parliament a year to come up with a new one. It has been illegal in Canada to counsel, aid, or abet a suicide, an offense that could carry a possible 14-year prison term. A Mexican newspaper is once again reporting on violence in the border city of Matamoros just days after the newspaper's editor was kidnapped and warned to stop publishing about organized crime in the region. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, Mexican towns bordering Texas have been racked with violence this week that's left at least 15 dead.
The headline in today's online edition of El Mañana in Matamoros reads, "Curfew governs the city." While there is no official restrictions, residents of the city that borders Brownsville, Texas, have been warned to stay off the streets at night. Via Twitter, the mayor urged people to stay indoors and pray for the city, according to the newspaper. At least 15 people have died in gun battles between rival drug gangs this week. The newspaper, in keeping with a long-standing policy, did not report on the violence until the third day of the gunfights. Wednesday night, the editor Enrique Juarez Torres was kidnapped, beaten, and warned to stop reporting on the violence. He was released and has reportedly fled to the U.S. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Crude oil futures prices extended their gains today. The price of oil up $1.21 a barrel to close at $51.69 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.